Chapter 6, Ghost Christmas. Claire Collins woke up in the Moscow apartment in a dark where snow and ice were singing, as if the window glass were as close and absorbing as not there as skin. But her own skin was freezing. She had been dreaming of the caves where Smith's wife Brioni had died, closed in George's arms. The embellished Russian clock said it was after midnight, therefore Christmas Day now in Australia. The Russian nativity was not kept until the 7th, but she felt like phoning Christmas. In her dream, Brioni's spirit wandered helpless through bush outside Janolin, dappled white as if marbled by the river, sobbing when remembering distress. Claire pursued, trying to comfort, but the thin ghost in its tornado-twisting scarf writhed back from her. And then Ruth was there, looking unusually irate as well as Indigenous, wearing a long, wind-streaming nightdress of grey ashes, saying that the only ceremony that would help was to smoke the dead to rest. Claire sat up and found her cell phone. George, in an armchair in the lounge room with Corbyn, explained to the baby that when Putin just thanked Trump for the CIA exposing a terrorist plot against St. Petersburg, it was Idris who had told the CIA. That was indeed Idris's version, back from the Finnish hacking reunion, and Claire thought it possible to believe it, as apparently did Corbyn. When Claire's cell phone glowed, Florence came in, staying again since Idris and Sophie were lecturing on Bitcoin at some Russian think tank. These days here they had more think tanks than Washington. Maybe, she thought, it went with the nervous dichotomy between the rich and poor. Florence asked, "Are we phoning Australia?" And Claire nodded, and they shared a look of mischief and the mutual excited by their own excitement more than anything unusual. In Mount Druitt, Claire's mother was staying with Ruth, who picked up the phone, with noise in the background, whirling children, raucous throstle country and western. Small Charlotte, recovering from Smith's abduction, could be heard above the rest with the authority of trauma.